Earlier this week, workers in Japan began construction of an underground ice wall around the melted-down nuclear reactors at Fukushima. It is hard to even say that sentence without feeling like you're relating some science fiction tale, but it's true. The ice wall is designed to stop hundreds of tons of radioactive groundwater from leaking into the nearby Pacific Ocean. NPR's Jeff Brumfiel has been covering this story for a long time. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Nice to be
here. Why an ice wall?
Well, basically, the idea is that you have to stop water from leaking out of the bottom of Fukushima, and you don't have that many options. So one of the things they've come up with is this sort of crazy idea of an ice wall. Basically, it works like this. When the soil is moist, it's obviously possible to freeze it. So you go around, you drill holes about every 3 feet for a mile around the plant.
Mm-hmm.
You put in the pipes, you actually run salt water, which freezes at a lower temperature than fresh water. That causes the soil to freeze, and slowly you can build up an impermeable wall several feet thick. When water comes to the wall, it freezes, and so that's how this ice wall is created, and that's how it stops water.
So you're building this giant refrigerator, this giant freezer, basically.
That's right.
To freeze the ground, but why ice? Is that an impermeable substance, assuming it stays very cold?
Yes, actually it is, because as I said, so you have, when groundwater comes to the wall, that water will freeze. It will become ice as well. And so you have this sort of self-building wall. Now, why do that as opposed to putting metal into the ground like steel plates? They're trying that too, actually. The reason is that you need something very thick, very big, and that can run for miles around the plant. It's just not realistic to try and put in metal that could degrade over time. The best thing is to try and use the environment itself. This is a technique, incidentally, that's used in construction for tunnels, for trying to dig foundations in very moist areas like ports. It does work.
So the craziest sounding solution is actually the most practical. But why is it still necessary? Why is this reactor still leaking?
Well, that's really an interesting issue. I mean, the problem with the reactors is that they still have hot nuclear fuel inside. And so workers still have to put water into them to keep them cool. But you may remember the reactors were heavily damaged by an earthquake and tsunami. And the fact is they leak. So water is actually leaking into the basements. And groundwater then is coming in because the reactors are between the Pacific Ocean and the mountains. It's flowing into the basements, mixing with the very radioactive water. This happens to hundreds of tons of water a day.
So how much does it cost to surround an entire nuclear reactor with an ice wall?
Incredibly, you can do it for under $500 million.
Cheap then, I suppose. Jeff, thanks very much.
Yep, no problem.
NPR's Jeff Brumfiel.